to World Creation Series. We have relaunched, and this time we are back better and stronger. Okay, so every Sunday, tell your friends, Chris Annie will be teaching you about world creation. Of course, this time I'm going to be inviting both my friends, entrepreneurs, business leaders to come and teach you how to create wealth, how to build wealth. And this is the first edition for the year 2023. Okay, so watch. Remember how we do it? You share this link with your friends and family. Invite everyone right now to join us for this series. It's not something you want to miss. And today, straight up, we'll be going straight into today's teaching. I'll be teaching about innovative thinking skills. They said AI, robotics will replace you. But if you know what this thing I'm about to teach is, it is called the skill of the future, innovative thinking. Huh? You think I was going to talk about maybe one ChatGPT? No. What is that thing you can become like? What is that skill you can use that even robotics, artificial intelligence, will not replace you? I'm going to be teaching you today on the skill of the future, innovative thinking. We'll go on a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to show you what innovative thinking is, how to develop it, how to use it to improve your financial life, to build wealth, even in your career and even in your organization. So are you a CEO, a business leader, an entrepreneur, a career person, whichever area, you're an employee, go get your notes and come learn from me.
Guess what? The new and improved Dab app helps you learn courses at the go. Now you can learn with ease, buy a course for a friend, use coupons, refer an N, and make money online. Remember, the future is in your hands. Download the Dab mobile application today.
Welcome back to World Creation Series live here on Dabba TV. If you're watching these and you've not subscribed, subscribe, like, share this video, and don't forget to put a comment. Okay, so let me see, where are you watching from? Are you watching from Gambia, Gombe, Nasarawa, Lagos, South Africa, US, Dubai? Let me see that in the comment section. So let's go. There is a 25% chance that you will lose your job to a robot. You've been hearing that, right? AI and all that. And let me read this out. In the US, a quarter of all jobs are at high risk of automation. And just with already existing technology, if your job can be done more quickly and accurately by a computer program, then it's not likely to be around for much longer. What's more, as technology will continue to develop, that figure will only rise. However, there's good news too. Computers can't yet think in creative and flexible ways than us humans. That is why the so-called soft skills like emphatic communication and innovative thinking are likely to be so crucial in the next decade and beyond. So today, I will be teaching you innovative thinking skill. What is innovative thinking? Get your notes, let's write. You see, in the marketplace today, innovative thinking is a high skill. It's a highly valued skill in today's workplace. Anywhere you're working, if you're CEO of a company running a company, innovation is what drives your company to become better and have more revenue and become valuable. If you're an employee, you want to stand out in your company, innovative thinking, innovation is what will stand you out, okay? And so those with the ability to think creatively to provide solutions to business process are sought by employers. Nurturing skills like critical thinking and creativity can help you grow your innovative thinking capabilities and bring new ideas into your workplace. In this teaching, I'm going to explain the traits of innovative thinking and share ways you can demonstrate innovative thinking even in your workplace. So let us start. What is innovative thinking? Everybody write in the comment section, innovative thinking. So let's go. Innovative thinking is a creative thought process used to generate ideas and solutions. It is a complete task that involves finding new methods to approach problems or procedures. Innovative thinking produces results that change or challenge the status quo. So in the workplace, it means looking for new ways to think differently to produce better business results and practices for both employees and customers. Okay, so let's go forward. Let's move forward. What are the examples of innovative thinking? What are the examples of innovative thinking? Okay, what are those traits that people who innovate possess? What are those traits? Innovation can set your life apart. Innovative thinking, we're in an era where people are lacking this thing. And if you want to stand out, you should have it. If you possess it, you will not be complaining of jobs alone. You will not. If you possess it, you can stand out. You can create things out of nothing. You can launch a new set of products. You can do something that will increase revenue for your company if you have this. So let's look at the traits innovators possess that help them bring out new ideas. Number one, creativity. Creativity. Think like an artist. Creativity. Being creative can be a mindset or a way of looking at the world differently. Okay? Learn how to come up with multiple ideas different times and twist something that will fit into something that will bring out solution and a better business practice. So those who are innovators, they possess creativity as a trait. And you can develop this ability. You can develop this skill over time. Number two. Innovative thinkers find a way to express their ideas. So number two is originality. They can change status quo with their inventiveness, conceiving new, unique ideas that they share with others. They are usually the ones to come up with first approach because they look for ways to do something. Some of you are like that in your office. You're like that in your workplace. You're like that even in your family. You're like that even in your home. That's originality. That's originality. Another one, problem solving. Those who practice innovative thinking naturally find ways to solve problems. They don't run away from problems, they solve it. They don't run away from it, they solve it. They don't run away from problems, they solve it. By seeking alternative ways to make something work, they often learn from failure and they are not afraid to take risk. Instead of seeing an impossible task, they find the challenge and go for it. They change process or come up with solutions because they know that, see, if this project will work, we must bring out solution for these things. So problem solving, become a problem solver. Innovators are problem solvers. Those who engage innovative thinking, those who possess innovative thinking, those who are innovators are problem solvers. Another trait they have, critical thinking. Everybody write it there, critical thinking. Today's class will be very short, maybe 20, 25 minutes and we're done. Innovative thinking. Next one, critical thinking. Innovators use inductiveness and deductive reasoning to analyze a situation and arrive at a solution. So, to become an innovator, you have to process information, make connections, interpret those information, then draw conclusions. That's why people who are innovators are voracious readers. They combine idea A, information B, data C, and they come together and say, from this, we can launch this iPhone. From this, we've seen what the market is saying, and we can go with this. Critical thinking. One of the things lacking in our generation this time is critical thinking. People hardly think. If you want to do a test on that, especially in our own country, okay, from the country where I am from, if you want to see that, go on social media and see the way people bring out biases on different things, politics, technology, business, different things. Critical thinking. You can make a post, a very harmless post on social media, and somebody will tell you, okay, I like orange. The next thing somebody comes in and say, oh, does that mean that pineapple is bad? Oh, that means you ate mango. That means you do not like pawpaw. That's how bad it is. So critical thinking, innovators look at a problem by thinking about how one part affects the other. If I take this decision now, how will it affect the next 2-3 days? Critical thinking. The next one, the next character for innovators, curiosity. Innovators are curious people. They can ask questions. They know how to use Google. They can ask questions. They are finding solutions in different areas. One of the things that made me succeed in the cryptocurrency industry where I am in was that in 2016, when I did not see anybody around us to teach me crypto after watching on YouTube, I was curious enough to go on Facebook and start searching. All these people say, they don't know where to learn this, they don't know where to learn that. You are not curious enough. The internet has provided opportunity that everybody, you do not have the excuse again to say you don't know the school to attend. Even the people you follow on Twitter, on social media, are enough to feed you with university knowledge. But it depends on who you're following. Because who you follow determines what also follows you. It depends on who you're following. Some people are just there on the cruise thing. There's nothing bad with that. That's social media. If you're curious enough, they will ask why. You will ask how. I was asking, what's this thing called crypto? What's this thing called Bitcoin? I need to learn how to create wealth. And that's what led me. Curiosity will lead you to libraries. It will lead you to bookshops. It will lead you to go and network with people who you will ask questions about something. It will make you'll be a thinker all night. You're thinking, how is this thing possible? How will I change my situation? How will I change my financial life? Curiosity. How? Because see, if I bring up this idea, what will be the result of this idea? Curiosity. Sometimes you need to even question, why is there poverty like that in your family all around? Why? What is that idea I can come up with in this family that will bring generational wealth for us, apart from carrying gun and doing Yahoo? Okay? So you think on these things. Curiosity. The next one, and that trait innovators have, the communication. Next one is communication. By the time you, as an innovator, you should learn how to share your ideas effectively. You can have all the solution, but if you don't have proper communication skill, you will not know how to be able to use that idea to bring that forth, the solution, into reality, because you can't even communicate it. That's why I tell people, learn public speaking. Learn how to win friends. Learn how to speak. Learn how to communicate your ideas. Learn how to make a sentence, make speech. Learn how to communicate. Learn how to also write. Learn it. One day, you'll be called upon to present something. It's not AI that will do that one for you. Imagine they call you and say, Emeka, come and give us a 10-minute speech about this new business idea you're building. And everybody's waiting for you. You now go to ChatGPT. ChatGPT, help me speak to 1,000 audience. And they're waiting for you. Now say, sir, don't worry, my robot is coming. They'll bungle you out of that place. You know, you're not serious. They'll know you're not serious. Okay? They'll know you're not serious. So, communication. That thing you're thinking, learn how to communicate and elaborate on it. We know you have a creative thinking. Okay? Boom! Learn how to motivate others to make it happen. You want to introduce a new set of business process in the company, bring in people that learn how to share their ideas in such a way that it will even get people excited. Write the vision, make it plain, that whosoever sees it will run with it. Write the vision. Means communicate. Express it. That's what innovators they do. Have you seen where Steve Jobs, when he was selling the iPhone idea, the iPhone stuff, all the were intrigued with it, the iPad, the iPod, then iPad, iPod, then iPhone, effective communication. AI won't do that one for you. You should learn it. The next one, before we go to the next one, is collaboration. Innovators, one of the traits of innovators is that they know how to bring in people in their plan. Okay, innovators get others involved in their plan. They are willing to make compromise to fulfill a common goal. They share responsibility of success and failure. Innovators see the potential in others and they use the skill of their peers to help them turn their idea and their vision into reality. Collaboration. The next one I would like to share with you is, how do you improve your innovative thinking skills? How do you improve it? How do you improve it? How do you improve your innovative thinking skills? And on today's episode of World Creation Series, I'm going to share with you about 3-4 movies you need to go watch and books about innovative thinking, because you need to have this, okay? Creative thinking, creativity is not limited to artists that can draw. It's not limited to the musician who can rap or sing different songs at the same time or bring up lyrics. No. In your workplace, as a businessman, as a businesswoman, you need to have this, okay? So we're going to go on a short break right now. And when we come back, I'm going to be teaching you how to improve innovative thinking skills in your workplace, in your family, in your finances, in your life, in your relationship, anything, how to improve innovative thinking skill. Are you ready? Let's go on a quick short break and we will be right back.
Guess what? The new and improved Dab app helps you learn courses at the go. Now you can learn with ease, buy a course for a friend, use coupons, refer an N, and make money online. Remember, the future is in your hands. Download the Dab mobile application today.
Welcome back to World Creation Series with Chris Annie, live here on Daba TV, where we teach you how to create wealth, how to make money, how to manage it, how to multiply your finances. Okay, listen, and today we've been teaching on innovative thinking skill. And I want you to know the following. Everyone has the potential to be innovative. Everyone has the potential to be innovative. So how do I improve my innovative thinking skill? How do I improve it? Remember when there was COVID 2020, how did Daba Studio start? 2020, when we had COVID, I saw one Harvard professor, a woman, teaching the screen, and I had students in that screen like this, and she was teaching, and I took that picture and I said, I'm going to replicate it. 1 year after, I opened Daba Studios, where we are now, where you're televising this from, where you're watching this from. Okay? Instead of waiting for people to gather in one place to hear you, how about we have a telecast center? And not a broadcast studio where the world can watch. There are thousands of people that are watching this video right now across different parts in the world. That's innovation. Instead of being waiting to have in one hotel, that's what technology has done. That's what innovation has done. So one of the things that innovation can improve business efficiency, business process. It can change the way things are done. Make it done in a simpler way. Make it done in a better way. All right? So number one, how do I improve innovative thinking skill? Number one, nurture your creativity. Nurture your creativity. Look for opportunities to get creative at work or in your personal life. When you are faced with a challenge, make a list of solutions. Sometimes even in my business, when I see that I need to increase revenue, I list new things that we can do that can help us increase revenue. Make a list of it. Use your imagination to brainstorm. Oh boy, this is the power of positive thinking. As a man thinking, this is the power of positive thinking. Okay? Use your imagination to brainstorm ideas that start with what if. And sometimes it's good. It's good to romance yourself into the good life. It's good to see yourself in a better place, in a better life. Okay? See yourself with Tony Elumelu. I like this latest challenge going on. Vivi, imagination. But I tell you, you can imagine your way into success. You can imagine your way into prosperity. You can imagine your way into big, big innovations. Some things that it just starts like this, like the Wright brothers had it when they were thinking about something that will move people like an aeroplane, and the aeroplane came. Use your imagination. Think your way to success. Think your way to prosperity. Think your way to abundant life. Think your way to better things that can happen in your company. Think your way to innovation. Then look for what creative thinkers are also doing and read from them. It is called nurture your creativity, like an artist that is drawing. You're learning from Picasso. You're learning from Andalin. You're learning from this person. You're getting it like that. You're nurturing your creativity. That's why you need to think on these things. Think on innovation. Think on prosperity. Think on abundance. Think on possibility. Think on things that are possible. Think on innovation. Think on these things. That's how you nurture your creativity. The brain, your brain can be trained to think for success. Your brain can be trained to think success. Your brain can be trained to think possibility. Your brain can be trained to think things that will advance your life, advance your workplace, advance the world. So how do you spoil your creativity when all you do in the workplace is gossip, 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 gossip? When all you do in your circle is gossip, gossip, talk about this, talk about that, that don't even matter. Nurture your creativity. Number two way to improve your innovative thinking skill. Number two, learn to use failure. Many innovators believe that failure is the best teaching tool. Give yourself the room to fail. Try. What's the man's name again? Remind me. Was it Thomas Edison or Michael Faraday? Who was that that did the bulb how many times? Thomas Edison. Faraday was for bulb, or Thomas Edison that said, I tried 999 times and didn't work until I tried again. Whether in your trading, whether in your career, whether in your business, you try again. Learn to use failure. Give yourself the room to fail. That's why you should start early. Evaluate the mistakes. And when you evaluate mistakes, it can increase your ability to think creativity. Think of failed attempts as a way to test an idea and move on to the next solution. That's why you see that sometimes founders who have started the second company tend to succeed more because they failed in the first one and they've learned from it. Traders who have failed more often tend to succeed more, okay? That's it. Give yourself attempt to fail. Have you seen when the likes of Lionel Messi, see Ronaldo, David Beckham, when they are practicing for free kick, when they practice the free kick in the training, they miss many balls sometimes, a lot of times. But they don't stop there. So, if I could play the ball like this and it doesn't enter, I'll try again. That's why it is not all the free kick Messi scores. It is because he knows that when this one doesn't enter, I will try again. You learn from failure. You learn from failure. That's how you nurture your creativity. That's how you improve your innovative thinking skill. Is somebody following me here? Let's go. Number three, consider every idea. When people talk, can't consider it. Do you know that, oh boy, do you know that the name Virgin wasn't Virgin Airline? It wasn't Richard Branson that brought the name. It was a staff. A staff brought the name Virgin. And the name had to be so sweet to the brand. And now they have Virgin Group, Virgin Radio, Virgin Telecom, Virgin Energy, Virgin this, Virgin that. You too. Test, consider every idea. Innovative thinkers let their ideas flow without limits. Create a mindset for yourself where every concept has potential during the initial thinking process. Input from others can also be an important part of forming ideas. Dabba.school was given to me by my friend. I had the name Dabba. My friend said, since you don't have Dabba.com, why not buy Dabba.school? And I went on to buy Dabba.school. And today we have Dabba.school. All right? Next one. Number four way to improve you. Number four way to improve innovative thinking skill. Number four, I like this one. Widen your knowledge base. Boy, well, if a man that reads can lead, a man that reads can innovate, a man that reads can improve his thinking skill, a man that reads, be a voracious reader, widen your knowledge base, increase your knowledge through personal development, through professional development, learn new things. There's a book I'm currently reading now, Think Like a See, what's the name of that book again? I look at the book sometimes. I'm like, geez, know when to be the CEO, know the board, know this, know the company, know the process, know the business. Read. One time you now see me come up with an innovation because I have read in a book. Read. Study to show thyself approved. Read. Boy. It doesn't mean until you carry physical book. It could be magazines online. It could be stuffs on the internet. Read. Be a voracious reader. There are inspiring entrepreneurs and business leaders you can follow on the internet. And you study from them. Widen your knowledge. Study. Take on video classes. Courses are not to be bought because I want to make money after I finish the course today. They are to improve your thinking because it is from your thinking the money can come. It is from your thinking the innovation can come. It is from your thinking the solution can come. Stop waiting. Stop doing all this. I buy a course today and the course must teach me how to make money in the next 24 hours. If you want to do that, carry on. And go and look for where to make money in 24 hours. Start your MMM then. No, one of the reasons people are poor is that they've not even improved their thinking skill. There are many reasons people are poor, bad government, poor countries, so many reasons. One of them is poor thinking skill. Today you're going to make a commitment to be a thinker and you want to improve your thinking skill, you've got to widen, not so many things. So that when a problem comes, you can bring out solution. That's how it works. Find opportunities to learn and advance your skills. Find opportunities to learn and advance your skill. Find those opportunities to learn and advance your skill. Group learning. Go for that MBA if you need to go for that MBA. Go for that PhD if you need to go for that PhD. I tell you, go for it. Go for it. Widen your knowledge base. Another way to even widen your knowledge base, travel. You heard me? Let me whisper it or let me shout. Travel! Travel. You guys might have heard the story how I came up with my company becoming a holding company then and how I used the concept of Dubai, UAE to run my company. I went there in 2018. I saw, man. That's why I'm going to say it again here. Now that Dubai is not accepting Nigerians, I pray they accept soon. You can start using Qatar as an alternative. I'm telling you. Those of you who are... Let me not say this. So I don't bring politics and talk to my World Christian series. But I've been saying this 2018. One of the places you should go to as a Nigerian youth is Dubai. Go there and see skyscraper. Your mentality first will change. One of the things you will not see in Dubai is mediocrity. They don't tolerate it. It's a place for knowledge. Dubai is built on knowledge, innovation, excellence. These Arab worlds. Go to Qatar. Qatar visa is cheap. Go, travel. Then you carry some money. Go, travel. Break the yoke of not traveling outside Nigeria and your family. The day you enter that plane, enter Qatar, you are both principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. All the demons that want to stop you. I'm telling you, just go there, see the skyscrapers. One day I was in Millennium Street in Dubai. I was at the floor of my friend, Chinji 14. Chijoke, we're there. I was seeing all the skyscrapers. I was seeing skyscrapers in that region, in that area. Instead of me, the peace of mind that entered inside. Kai. I just remembered one video that Lopez did. I just took my phone and did the same video. I said, right here in, oh boy, environment can affect the kind of things you think, you say, and imagine. I mean, I remember the Tai Lopez, yeah, my garage, my Lambo advert, that thing blew up on the internet then. And I took it, I was like, wow, see peace of mind. Every person that has offended me then, I forgive them. I was instantly, the instant forgiving. I said, what's the essence of carrying grudge with anybody? Okay. Why didn't travel? Travel. You will learn a lot when you travel. You will learn a lot when you network with people. Find knowledgeable circles and engage with them. Not every time you and your friends will be discussing women this, women that. Have you even discussed global economics? Have you discussed how this and that will happen if this thing is done like this and in maths, in economics, in health, in technology? Do you even know the latest innovation? No, you don't. So you don't even know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And when you don't have knowledge, you start lacking innovative thinking skill. There's a knowledge you will have. AI will never replace you. Robotics won't replace you. You'll be the one that is sought after. That's why you must widen your knowledge base. Increase your knowledge. Go for professional course. There was, when I was in my ICAM program, I learned so many things on finance, accounting. At least I know I can prepare a profit and loss account. I know I can. I didn't stop there. When I was 14, at the age of 14, I was already going for computer programming class. That's why we're having DABA kids now. Okay, I was going for a computer programming class. I don't know how to write programs today, but programming opened my brain too. If you think your child is dull, put them in programming class. Go for professional course. It mustn't be what you studied in school. While I was in agriculture in school, I'll be coming back from there, my school, going back to Lagos, Maryland, why is that space there? I'll be doing the ICAM program. I learned some of these things. Cost accounting, financial accounting, accrued expenses. I knew so many accounting terms. It was there. I had one of my lecturers. His name is Taiwo Oyedele. He was teaching us in ATS3. He's one of the PricewaterCoppers partner. And he said, if you are among those who, when after you graduate, they pay you $10 million a year and you are celebrate and you are comfortable with it, it means you don't know who you are. You don't value yourself. And the way he said that in that day, the thing changed. The thing entered me like injection. Like somebody just gave me one vaccine against poverty. I said, what? Then, ATS3, I don't know, probably I was maybe 20 years old then, or I can't, 8 years, probably 19 or so. I said, what, $10 million a year? It's not big money? Wow. The thing changed my faculty, my mentality. I wasn't even earning $1 million that year. I was still undergraduate. How much was I earning? I was still expecting pocket money from my dad. But I had a different mentality about wealth because of that exposure to that man and those set of people and those kind of courses. I saw money in a different way. I started aspiring to be a wealth manager, a fund manager, while I was doing those programs. There are things about your potential you will not see that will not come out until you read, until you learn, until you widen your knowledge base. If you don't widen your knowledge base, you will not see certain potentials that are inside of you. Knowledge base. Widen your knowledge base. I don't know how to emphasize this all over and over again. Read, study. If you can't do book, do videos. But learn. Number 5 way to improve your innovative thinking skill. Recognize innovation. Recognize innovation. Recognize innovation. Before I continue, I want to tell you all about a mentoring platform that I use to teach people every week now. It's in the pre-launch phase, okay? It's called DABA 5000, okay? DABA 5000. Some of you have been seeing the flyer. If you hear me talk about DABA 5000. Now, think of a platform where you learn real estate, business, sales, entrepreneurship, business. You learn leadership. You learn communication skill. You learn about innovation. You learn different things, but not just from me, but from industry experts, speakers like Chinonso, Shola, Ronald, different people. They'll be mentoring you closed door in a private group. So we're going to be doing that 2-3 times a month. We're going to be having classes with you on different areas that will help you create wealth. Many of you lack direction, but you need mentorship. Imagine this type of teaching I'm giving you for free. Imagine where I now bring in experts and me coming together to teach you. Friends like my friend Jeb Benson coming to give you insights about what wealth creation is. And guess what? You can ask them questions in that mentoring group. And it's all for a fee. So if you want to register, there's a number on the screen. I think registration fee currently is $100. Okay, it's still in pre-launch. We've not done official launching. Registration fee is about $100 and it's per annum. But what we are doing now is that everyone who is watching Wealth Creation Series now, in the next 24 hours to 48 hours, if you can pay 50% off, so we've slashed it 50% off. The moment I launch, because June 16 is my birthday, the moment we launch, the price goes back to $100 and it shifts again to $200. One day you pay $1,000. I am bringing in the gurus, people who have handled it. In tech, in real estate, in sales, in media. Some of you want to become the next Nas Daily. You want to be that? I hope you know Nas Daily is my mentor. He's my mentor in the media space. One of the people who inspires me in the media space. I was with him January 2021. One of the first persons I met that made, he's one of the inspiration behind what we're doing here today. And if you watch one of his videos, they came down to Nigeria one time and they did a video. Guess where they use? My studio. They wanted to pay me for it. I said, no, I'm not charging a dime from you, Nas. I told them, tell Nas, I'm not charging a dime. How much? How many $1,000 are we paying? They know how to pay. I said, no, I'm doing it free. And I did it free. You want to know how to be in the media, how to start building wealth. There are things we will not teach you in YouTube class sessions. You want mentorship? You want mentorship? Join Daba 5000. Either you see a link, the WhatsApp number, okay? Just take your $50 in Naira or USDT or bank transfer. If you're in the US, we have US bank transfer. If you're in Europe, we have Euro bank transfer. If you're paying with PayPal, if you're paying with Naira, dollar, whatever, just chat the WhatsApp number that is showing on your screen right now. Roots, chat with our customer care. She will give you the company account number. Just tell her the media you want to pay, okay? I hope that if they can project also the website, okay, so you can just go there, click subscribe per annum. This is one of the cheapest deals. If people hear I'm doing this, they'll say, what's happening to Chrisani? Why are you so cheap? Why is it so cheap like this? Because this is the masterclass of Africa. I'm going to bring in my friends, the CEO of Raman Beer, Melvin Oji, was my classmate. He runs a multi-million naira food business here. In Lekki Phase 1, people are doing deals, sales. How do you build this thing? How do you build a fashion company? How do you build a food company in Lagos that's thriving, making money? You're going to learn these things. Where? Daba 5000. You want to learn how to become a sales machine? Daba 5000. So every month, we'll be having mentorship sessions that we will not publicize on YouTube. This one I'm giving you for free. Imagine what I give you inside Daba 5000. Chris, come and mentor me. Come to Daba 5000. Chris, I need direction in life. Come to Daba 5000. Chris, I want to learn how to make, manage, and multiply money. Come to Daba 5000. Join Daba 5000. Everybody say Daba 5000. So the flyers will be shared on our WhatsApp group. Chico said, make sure everybody, there's going to be, make sure the email you use in signing up or whatever, there is a link we're going to be dropping on this comment session. Join the WhatsApp group for Daba 5000. So for Wealth Creation Series, join the WhatsApp group, okay? That one is free. Join the WhatsApp group and be sharing all our flyers, events, and program. All right? So guys, Daba 5000 is that mentorship platform that will help you. It will give you thinking. It will give you direction. You see, the likes of Pastor Ejimi, I'm bringing them. They are part of the Daba 5000 faculty. They're going to be teaching you wealth creation. Raw. You need more information. You need to widen your knowledge base to become an innovative thinker. One of those platforms that will help you is Daba 5000. I close on this. If you are going to improve your innovative thinking skill, recognize innovation. Celebrate innovative thinking in others. Explore their method of creative problem solving and find out how they generate their ideas to help inspire your own creativity. I will be teaching this at Daba 5000. Recognizing innovation, celebrate innovative thinkers, how to explore their methods of creative problem solving, how do these rich men think? Have you ever sat down to think how Tony Lumelu runs the entire company runs? I'm telling you, one of the richest guys in Nigeria's tech industry is a faculty member of Daba 5000. I don't unveil him in public because he's not a social media person, but he's going to be teaching us in Daba 5000. So those who are joining this month, and next month, hey, I hope you can handle it. Because by the time you start getting 1 million, 2 million, not Naira. Cure your brain. It's not Naira we're talking. By the time you start getting those figures, by the time you start seeing those things that will change your life, there are figures. One day I sat down with one billionaire in Nigeria. When he finished talking, I didn't stand up from my seat. When he left, I was like this. I said, God, what is this? I never start. I have not started. How do you handle 7 companies at the same time? There are people who are doing these things. Don't worry, at about 5,000, we'll talk. I pray for you this new week that you are blessed. And thank you all for watching the first edition of World Creation Series in 2023. We started in 2021, we stopped in 2022, but we are back again. And this time for 100 Sundays, I'm not stopping. I will be teaching you how to build wealth from the scratch, how to start, how to make money, how to overcome poverty, how to become a business leader, how to become a different teachings I'm going to be giving. And guess what? My friends will also be joining me to come teach. Okay, so get ready. Get ready. Okay, I'm going to teach you out of poverty, teach you into wealth, teach you into prosperity, teach you into financial abundance. And my prayer for you this week, you are blessed, the works of your hands are blessed, and everything you do will prosper. Success is yours, increase is yours, failure is not your portion. Everything you do this week, you will prosper. The course, the doors are open for you, new doors. And I pray for you. Your name will be mentioned in rooms filled with opportunities. Filled with opportunities. Men will mention your name for good. Men will mention your name for promotion. Men will mention your name for increase. Men will mention your name for the good life. You're blessed. Thank you all for watching World Creation Series. Please remember to subscribe, to like, to share this thing we're doing. And please tweet about it, share it on your screen, share it to your friends. Let me know where you're watching from. Tweet at me, follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. ChrisAnnie1 on Instagram. I am ChrisAnnie on Twitter. ChrisAnnie on Facebook. Okay? And don't forget, if you want to learn a new skill, I teach people how to make money through trading crypto. You can take my Trade and Make Money course on Daba. Okay, we have the affiliate marketing course rebranded. Okay, new set of videos on the affiliate marketing. There is a WhatsApp monetization. There is an income boosting course, how to start a business. Just go to www.daba.school or download the Daba app on your Google Play Store, and you will welcome to a whole new experience that will give you financial freedom. And that's why I'm here. God bless you all. Till I come your way next week to know me to our creation series. God bless you.